This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize you to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? Can you step up and stand up and say, I am an American, I'm proud to be, and I am an exceptional American? So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Put on your tinfoil hats and join the discussion that's about to shape the United States of America. Anyway, got a lot of things going on. We were talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show just in the last hour about what's going on with the New York City bombing that happened down there by the Port Authority. And clearly what has happened is obviously not good. At least it's not good for the terrorists because it was a pipe bomb. He tried to blow himself up with others but only injured himself, which is a good thing. They caught him, and now we have a suspect. And yes, de Blasio, Big Bird, has been out there, you know, raging, of course, flapping his wings. But we have bigger stories to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. We've gone from Scott to Scott Adams in the first hour. Now we have Scott Bennett right now. He's the author of Shell Game, and you've probably, if you haven't heard of Agenda 21 Radio and you haven't heard of Scott Bennett, then there's a problem, and you're about to hear even more because Scott's going to be discussing with us pretty much all week long. We got some stories that are happening relative to things that Scott and I have been involved with for quite some time. And, Scott, I guess the biggest thing that's happening that I can think of is the WikiLeaks connection to all the stuff that's happening from Benghazi to the Mueller FBI investigation. And, by the way, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio again.
Paul, it's awesome to be with you always. It's always honoring, and I just love being with you, and I'm so grateful. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you just fine, and you're sounding great.
Well, WikiLeaks cable, if we, you know, if we start from scratch, start from the foundation, we have to look at WikiLeaks cables essentially have provided the body of evidence of the greatest scandal of corruption in the history of the United States government, specifically coming from Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, the Department of Justice under Eric Holder and Assistant Attorney General Andy Brewer and Loretta Lynch and their FBI cohorts, James Comey, as well as Mueller, and now we see, and I think we're going to see more WikiLeaks cables, in fact, probably coming out that label Strzok and Orr and all these other guys. We know how effective WikiLeaks can be at getting these damning cables of communication, judging these people by their own words. So I always look to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange as someone who deserves the Nobel Peace Prize and an organization that has done more for liberty and transparency and honest government than any other person in history. And I don't consider them an enemy of the United States. I consider the agents in government that have been given the government the public trust, the enemies of the United States because of their undermining of the Constitution, undermining of freedoms. And that's what WikiLeaks has exposed, and that's why they're so paranoid. So we see some interesting things coming out. We've known it for a long time, and we know the power of the WikiLeaks cable, specifically in Shell Game and the Brad Birkenfeld, Edward Snowden saga. Essentially, WikiLeaks proved that in 2008, 2009, Hillary Clinton, when she just walked in the door at the State Department, the first action of corruption, the first signature that she put onto one of the devil's contracts was to throw Brad Birkenfeld in prison, the Swiss bank whistleblower that had come over with 19,000 bank accounts, and she conspired with Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer to do this, to confiscate 15,000 of these bank accounts and cover this entire thing up and continue the enable to pay to play from UBS Chairman of the Americas, Robert Wolf, as well as the Middle East UBS account holders. So that's what WikiLeaks provided to Brad Birkenfeld himself. And when I sat down and met with Brad over 6 months, he gave me these cables, and we published them. We sent them in a letter to James Mattis, to Martin Dempsey, to Ray Odierno, the Army Chief of Staff, the head up of the Army chain of command. Then we went to the Congress. We went to the House and Senate Armed Services Committees, Intelligence Committees, Government Oversight Committees, Banking Committees, Homeland Security Committees, Marc Desaulniers, Senator Feinstein, Rand Paul, Jim Webb, a whole assortment of people. And this is back in 2012. So the WikiLeaks cables and the story that it captures really is providing, I think, what's going to be the final nail in the coffin, ironically enough, of these criminals. And the story that came out Friday about WikiLeaks and the WikiLeaks cables, that's the very interesting thing that you and I have talked about at length that I'm not going to give the show away, but there is something going to come out soon regarding that Friday revelation on CNN and the other networks that picked it up, claiming that Donald J. Trump and claiming that there were undisclosed WikiLeaks cables that the Trump people got access to and others got access to. I think the deep state made a critical and fatal error.
Yep. And, you know, it's kind of interesting when I was hearing about this and I heard names being mentioned, which names you and I are very familiar with, and people and places and circumstances which you and I are very, very familiar with. I thought to myself, boy, this is a big mistake for them to be publishing all this stuff because it's a lie and it's wrong. And, of course, Glenn Greenwald, he's published a story about it, about how they basically stepped right in it. It was a trap, I think. And, well, I think circumstances can entrap you, and I don't know if there's any kind of general direction to this, but it's clear that they picked up some false information, they ran with it, and it tried to link it into other things that were totally unrelated, and it blew up. It went viral in the terms of the mainstream media. Everybody was reporting the same thing, groupthink, that sort of thing, and it was all wrong. It was all a lie. And now, of course, they've been trying to distance themselves with it. Scott, quickly, give us your background. You've got about a minute and a half to do this, but a background as to why this is so important to you. I know it very clearly, and a lot of our friends do that have been a long time with us, but not everybody does. Are you still there with us, Scott? Oh, well, here we go. The little deep state activity going on here right now, ladies and gentlemen, I find very, very interesting, don't you? So we're going to try and get Scott back on the Skype with us. It's just amazing the people that listen to us, isn't it? It's just absolutely amazing. So we're going to be getting Scott here momentarily and see if we can get this story rolling. This is something, of course, they just don't want to let out. And we're going to get it out no matter what they try and do to us. Because this is so relative and so important to what is going on for in terms of national security and so on. So we're going to... yeah, call dropped. I can't imagine the call dropping right now at this point in time. I mean, we're going to come up to a break anyway, just sort of the saving grace, and we're going to reconnect with Scott Bennett here on Agenda 21 Radio. No matter what we do, we will be reconnecting with him, so stay with us. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, we're going to solve Jerry Brown's problem for him, we Californians, because we're going to become new Californians in droves. I'm already starting to get people panicking, saying, we want into New California. Forget this old California and Jerry Brown and his, well, I guess you would say climate change hysteria. Yeah, I know that California's burning. Why is it burning is the big question. Why didn't Brown do anything to stop it? And why didn't he do anything to try and stop the Oroville Dam disaster? Oh, just big questions out there for Jerry Brown. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA.
800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And yes, after a cutoff by Skype of our conversation with Scott Bennett, we're back. Anyway, we're talking about WikiLeaks. We're talking about these scandals that have been going on. We're talking about the fact that the media got completely wrong Thursday and Friday about the Russia again. Humiliating to CNN and to all the other broadcasters out there. We knew about that the lies were there, they were being told, but the public didn't, and now all of a sudden it's blown up in the mainstream media's face, but so has the investigation. The investigation that Robert Mueller is conducting, the witch hunt of Donald Trump, is coming unraveled, and so is the deep state. And to help us unravel this is Scott Bennett. And Scott, I can hear you, I think, loud and clear this time. Let's hold this this connection together, I guess.
Great.
Anyway, so you're talking about the WikiLeaks situation and how much of a hammer this has become against the deep state. And really, everybody involved with WikiLeaks should be given medals because they have actually saved, again, during the Obama administration, this was our lifeline to the truth.
Yeah, yeah. You can hear me okay now, right?
Yep, gotcha.
Okay, great. Great. Yeah, I always love it when the deep state panics and fear and just drops calls, and it happens so often. But that's a sign that they're panicking and they know that their times are certainly limited. And I think we see that with the people like Jordan and Gates and Trey Gowdy and the others, Devin Nunes, who are investigating this from Congress. It's inspiring to see at least Congress do something a little bit related to their constitutional role of oversight. And they're stepping in, and they're now really going to depress the plunger and blow the whole dynamite shack up with the interrogation of Strzok, the interrogation of Orr, the interrogation of Comey. All of these guys are going to be dragged right back front in Nuremberg style. And I want to emphasize Nuremberg style. All of these Nazis, including Mueller, will be brought back, and they will be simply questioned and asked, what about this entire fabrication of Russia as a menace and as a meddler in the election? Isn't it true that you got this information from other people, other phone calls that you listened into, other WikiLeaks cables that were released? And this whole story that you've created on Friday is a red herring. The whole story that you've been creating ever since the election is too, but this really narrows down to one specific start of the yellow brick road, and that was Brad Birkenfeld, the Swiss banks, Edward Snowden, Scott Bennett, and the report shell game that went up to James Mattis and went up to the military and went up to Michael Flynn and went up to members of Congress. And this was all put in their pocket for a rainy day, and that rainy day is coming out right now.
So, yeah, it seems to, you know, because when I start looking and listening and we're, you know, hearing things that you and I were directly involved with, it's starting to really surface, and it's going to be a very, very, I think, a much bigger embarrassing moment when the truth is revealed about so many things for the deep state, and that moment is coming up in real short order, I think. And, of course, the Trump people, they've got their finger on a lot of things that, you know, people thought just sort of threw away before and didn't think it was really relevant. And now all of a sudden, through the investigations in Congress and so on, they've discovered information, a lot of the information you have brought to the table. And they seem to be eating from that trough from shell game more than anything else. And the evidence is there. I mean, it's nothing they can do to stop this train. It's happening. And they're just going to get run over by the Trump train, to use the campaign slogan.
Well, the biggest defense is that they've used the government. They've used their positions of trust in the United States Department of Justice, in the FBI, in the State Department. They've used their position that the American people gave them to do evil. They've used it to imprison people falsely. They've used it to finance terrorism. They've used it to destroy the Benghazi Libya regime and use that as a train to funnel weapons into Syria. Vladimir Putin saw a lot of this material, and I think one of the greatest movies he ever saw was the one that you produced, Paul, which gave him all of this material, and it gave the American people, and it simply described the whole story of Dov Zakheim and Covington and Burling and Clinton Foundation and Donna Shalala and her nephew David Shalala and the whole infrastructure of Shell Game. Putin saw that and immediately went in and started capturing terrorist financing networks, operations, and instruments, and then went into Syria and won the war that we were funding, Saudi Arabia was funding, and Israel mm-hmm. was funding.
Well,
and
you know,
now I see
one of the things
pulling out.
One of the things that I was going to talk about Putin here in a second because that's the big revelation, and don't let me forget about it because I want to come back to that. That's the thing that's on Zero Hedge right now. The situation, ladies and gentlemen, is that I met Scott sometime in 2015, and he was basically pounding on the table about his experiences as being an Army psychological operations officer and working with the Obama and the Bush administration. He found certain information about terror financing, which is what he was doing. That was his job, as well as other people like Snowden. Hello. And, of course, when they found some of the roots of the evil leading back to Bank of Switzerland and also HSBC and others, then they didn't want those guys to find this information out. And so they arrested Scott under some trumped-up charges, and he went away for a couple years in federal prison, our Scott right now that we're talking to. And he had all the secrets about who was behind those bank accounts, and that turned out to be Hillary Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama, and the fact that they had actually financed all of ISIS and the terrorism that's going around the world even today as we speak. So they wanted him put away, and Snowden understood that, so he took off. He saw what was going on because Scott and Snowden were actually working, or they were seeing each other's reports in the business that they were in. And so we brought Scott to the Liberty Tour in July 11th, actually, 2015, and he spoke, and it's from that presentation that we put together a YouTube that we showed Vladimir Putin, and Vladimir Putin said, oh, wait a minute, this is how they're financing ISIS. It's the Americans. So Putin started bombing ISIS after that, and of course there's a lot of history that goes on there. We did a lot of things that was helping to make people understand what was going on with your plight. But now, all of a sudden, that was 2015, we're 2.5 years later, and Putin announced that he's starting to withdraw from Syria after the defeat of ISIS.
Yeah, and the other thing, Paul, is RT were the first ones to air this. They invited me on Peter Lavelle's show, Crosstalk, a month or so after your Liberty Tour, where we made this video. So RT's Crosstalk and Peter Lavelle had me on there, and I essentially told the story, and I think that's one of the reasons they hate RT.
And I bet
when they start calling about Russian agents and Russian organizations and Russian blah blah blah, I'm a little bit offended, but I'm thinking they're referring to me and you and others that have been bringing this forward that gave it to RT. And no, we're not Russian agents. We're American citizens loyal to our country and constitution, and that's why we went public with this information and have been not betraying the trust of government, but exposing the betrayal government did to the American people and giving it right to the American people and say, what do you think about this? What do you think if you've had a son or daughter killed by weapons that have been purchased by Saudi Arabia using Swiss banks? This is where the rubber hits the road.
I can remember talking to some of the people that we were talking to about this in Congress and so on, about the fact that American lives were being lost. Americans were being killed as we spoke because of the terror financing that was associated with Obama and Hillary Clinton and everybody else. And it was very frustrating. I know it was very, very frustrating for you because you are the consummate whistleblower here, and your story is so compelling, but no one was listening. But it seems to me, as I look at everything right now, we're coming up to a break, that they're using your book as the playbook right now, because all these usual suspects that we talk about are actually being exposed, and it's because of Scott Bennett. It's all Scott Bennett's fault, we could say. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. More Scott Bennett.
he's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also our sister site, which is newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Please visit that if you are an expat, if you will. If you're part of the California diaspora, you might want to visit that, because you might want to come back home to New California, which is, we're going to be making a new state. And with us on the line right now is Scott Bennett. He's the author of Shell Game, the book that's really coming into focus by everybody, and certainly the book that the globalists absolutely detest at this point in time, because it's revealing what has been going on with, the deep state. So, Scott, this whole situation that is developing with Putin and Syria is really, I think, obviously a direct result of our efforts, your efforts. You're the one who's paid the price of exposing who was behind ISIS to begin with.
Yeah, I think you couldn't say it better than that, Paul. I mean, we came together in a climactic sort of arrangement in 2015 and said, look, this is what happened. Here's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Here's where I came from. Here's what I did. And incidentally, Paul, as you know, the same charge that they slapped on Michael Flynn, 18100-1, making a false statement to a government official They charged me with making a false statement on a housing form by circling three bubbles and filling out a housing form for on-base housing when I was a military officer. It's the most ridiculous, unconstitutional, unprecedented thing in the history of the United States. It's never happened to anybody, and that's why I thought the whole thing was a training operation. And I guess maybe in some ways it was, because I went deep undercover. I went into the deep bowels of the whale, like Jonah in the biblical story. I thought it was a complete screw-up, but I thought it was going to work its way out. And the next thing I know, I'm on a bus heading out to California in an orange jumpsuit and shackles. Well, needless to say, I was furious, and I was just tearing at the bone. And the bus turned around in Oklahoma and sent me to Pennsylvania instead of California, which was quite a journey of diesel therapy. And when I get into the Pennsylvania
diesel therapy
camp,
I like that.
You know, surrounded by doctors and lawyers, who incidentally gave me the best law school education I could ever have. Trained me to be a jailhouse lawyer, if you will. And funny enough, I got all sorts of mafia guys who loved me because I could get their driver's license back. I could write them letters. Nobody else could type. So I was the only one who could type. And I was teaching English to the MS-13 Hispanic gangs and such. So I was loved by the Hispanic gangs, the Russian gangs, and, you know, the Italian gangs. I had a big Italian mobster like Don Corleone, got him into a drug program. And I was loved by all his men. I mean, it was a surreal experience. But because I was a made man, essentially, nobody could touch me. But that's also where I met Brad Birkenfeld. And I sat down for 6 months with him. And I said, I was looking for you. I was looking for you at U.S. Central Command. My job is tracking down terrorist money supplies, banks, networks, and everything that they use to fund terrorism against our military troops. And I said, how come I never saw you? And he said, Scott, Eric Holder, Lanny Breuer, Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton, nobody would let me talk to anybody in the military. In fact, they threw me in jail and wouldn't let me use my testimony that I gave to the Senate behind closed doors. Here it is. Here are the WikiLeaks cables. Here are the bank accounts. And I took it, and I almost fell off my seat because it was such a gold trove of intelligence material. It had the WikiLeaks cables from 2008, 2009, that Hillary Clinton made a deal with Switzerland to throw all of this stuff in her secret Clinton Foundation coffers and imprison Birkenfeld and give UBS a 2% fine. And Covington and Burling, the same law firm that suspiciously represents Michael Flynn, mm-hmm. that approached him to represent him, Covington and Burling, which advised the Clinton Foundation, advised Hillary Clinton, which Julian Assange and WikiLeaks revealed, Covington and Burling was right in the middle of that. They had employed Eric Holder and Lanny Breuer before they came to government, and now they employ them again. And they employed Dov Zakheim's son, Roger Zakheim. Dov Zakheim was my boss at Booz Allen Hamilton. So all of this stuff Brad gave me, and I gave it to General Mattis. I gave it to General Ray Odierno. I gave it to General Mike Flynn. Flynn got it too. And the whole dam began to break. I mean, the whole frozen world of Narnia began to thaw because 6 months later, Edward Snowden, who I worked with at Booz Allen Hamilton, fled the country. And here's the other thing, Paul. Tom Hamburger and Michael Isikoff interviewed me and said, and when I gave them all this information, they said, why do you think the CIA would do this, Mr. Bennett? And Tom Hamburger wrote the story about Donald Trump Jr. getting this material, these WikiLeaks cables and such, or actually other WikiLeaks cables. But Tom Hamburger is a CIA operative working for the Washington Post. As is Michael Isikoff.
So we've outed Tom Hamburger right now because let's tie this knot together. He's the guy. He's one of the guys who interviewed you. How many years ago? 3-4 years ago.
2013.
2013. So he interviews you, and now he's back writing stories. And of course, he has the content, doesn't he? He has your content because
That's
he
right.
knew that, and he's a reporter. Now, fast forward to 2017, and we go into the story here about the false narrative, the false news that CNN was running.
Yes.
I mean, that's really where we're at right now, and I find it very, very interesting that they interview you, and the content is being fast forwarded, but it's the wrong content. that's coming out on CNN.
That's right. That's where they've made their critical error. And I won't be surprised if the call drops again because this is so explosive. But let me say it quickly. The story that came out on Friday is essentially true, but they just got the wrong WikiLeaks cables. It's essentially true because that material was shared with top key people in 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, and 2017. We are still pounding it away. And that producing this story on CNN, picked up by the mainstream media, that's going to be used to hang them. Coming out very soon will be the full audio and video recordings of the revelation of those WikiLeaks cables to members of Congress and to others. And this is an opportunity to really hit that one single domino, that one single story, the Bennett, Birkenfeld, UBS shell game story. And that domino will fan out, and it'll take out Hillary Clinton. It'll take out Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer and Loretta Lynch. It'll take out members of the Department of Justice that were party to this and the FBI. It'll take out the Clinton Foundation. It'll take out Donna Shalala and her nephew, David Shalala, who was assigned to represent me as an attorney. It'll take out all of these people with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And this is what I look forward to in a testimony, in a hearing, to testify before Congress and say, look, I didn't make this up. I didn't choose this path. I found myself in the middle of the island of misfit toys. And here's what I have. And bring in Brad Birkenfeld, and together we'll tell you the story that'll turn your hair white.
Well, you know, this is the thing, is that a lot of people might not realize, and I want to put this into perspective. You were incarcerated for, what, 2 years?
I was incarcerated from July 2011 till February of 2014. So 12, 13, 14, a little over 2 years.
And, of course, they were trying to suppress you then, and they were trying to suppress Brad Birkenfeld. That doesn't seem to have worked very well. Looking at it now, of course, we're looking at it in a different time, several years after the fact. But, you know, 2020 vision is hindsight. I just want to, you know, I think that this whole hamburger story that we've heard here is a central piece as well. There's so many central pieces here. But anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More Scott Bennett on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Bennett, Shell Game. We're back at it again because they seem to be using the playbook from Shell Game regarding all the things that are happening right now. Vladimir Putin withdraws from Syria. That's the other big story. And, of course, I guess you can say sort of poetic justice with this is Scott Bennett, who exposed the terror financing of Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama in his book Shell Game, and also at the Liberty Tour on July 11, 2015 in Nevada City, California. And Vladimir Putin, a month later, saw it. He witnessed it, and he said, let's bomb the snot out of those guys, and they did. And now today, Putin, as we were seeing in Zero Hedge just recently, last day or so, visited Syria, surprise visit to the troops in Syria, and they're winning, of course. They're winning. The world is changing. And with us right now, of course, is Scott Bennett. That's sort of a big accomplishment, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I mean, every American should be applauding Vladimir Putin and the Russians and the Iranians and the Syrians for their, I mean, incredible, I mean, just heroic action in Syria. And Senator Dick Black of Virginia, who I've talked to, who I'll bring up his story too on this call because that's another point of interest right in this. But Senator Dick Black went to Syria and he said, look, we're on the wrong side. We are doing the wrong thing. If we let Syria fall apart, all of these savages are going to flood up into Europe like it is a cloud of locusts into a field.
And we're talking about the Sunni Wahhabist Muslims that have made up ISIS and supported clearly by President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. Ladies and gentlemen, what was Benghazi about? It was all about this. It was about arming up, delivering arms, in fact, to the ISIS groups by way of Turkey. And Erdogan is another person of interest in this whole story because he was helping to facilitate Obama's wishes. This and again, when you hear what we're saying here, I know it sounds really weird to some people, and it's like, you know, this can't be happening. This is what happened. That's why Vladimir Putin did what he did. And, of course, everybody says, oh, the Russians are this and the Russians are that. The bottom line to it is that they're just as interested about saving themselves from the Wahhabist as anybody else is. And, of course, that's why they stuck with Syria.
Well, the Russians aren't the Soviet Union, Paul. They're Russians, and Americans need to be reminded of that. The Soviet Union is not alive and kicking. It is the Russian Orthodox Christian people, Russian Orthodox Christian nation that has emerged from the ashes of the 1990s, and it is a very conservative, pro-family country. They don't have the rabid homosexual laws and lesbianism and fanaticism and LGBT, A, B, C, D, E, F, G sexual definitions that we have schizophrenically assigned to ourselves or the liberal Democrats have. They are a very conservative people and culture, and every American should look at them afresh with fresh eyes and vomit out this venom that the fools and liars and hypocrites and betraying traitors like Lindsey Graham and John McCain and all of these other Zionist neoconservative types on the Hill have been pushing. They've been pushing an agenda of war with Russia. They've been pushing this because of their animosity. And Americans should reject that resoundedly. And I think Roy Moore will be a figure that will confirm that, because Roy Moore said he is more akin to Vladimir Putin than anyone else because of Vladimir Putin's stance on how homosexuality and gay marriage and all that nonsense is poisonous to society. And Vladimir Putin's exactly right. Roy Moore is exactly right. And any intelligent American that cares about his country will think that way too, because this has been a plague on the American society, and it's been unleashed by these schizophrenic liberal Democrats who've created an entire population of young college kids that are so maniacally distorted and corrupted in their brains, they don't know if they're a boy or a girl, so they throw chairs through college campuses and shout down speakers like it was 1984, that movie with Winston Smith, and made, you know, from 1984, the author, his name evades me for a second.
George Orwell. Orwell.
There are, you know, the opening scene to that film are all of these 1984 worker proletariat types screaming at a television screen where some guy is talking. That's what they're doing today in college campuses when anyone is a conservative, when anyone raises the integrity of our nation and borders and things like that.
Well, you know, even good liberals or good Democrats, if you will, are being destroyed in the same fashion. And this is the thing that I think that is around the world, why everybody is so refreshed when they meet Donald Trump. They realize this is not Obama. This is not the way Obama does business. This is the way Americans typically do business. And somebody who's refreshing, he's honest, he's straightforward with them. He's a man who does what he says he's going to do. And, you know, this is something that the world has not seen for 8 years. And, of course, I know because you've talked to people around the world who just have a disdain to the particular type of totalitarian ideology that has developed within Obama. And we see it in Jerry Brown now, a tyrant here in California, that's hung on to the same sort of mentality, but also using radical environmentalism as his weapon of choice, so to speak. And we're seeing that being expressed with all the fires. And, of course, he's trotting himself out as the proclaimer of all these different fires as being brought about by us evil doers with climate change causing it. But this is the type of radical ideology that people have a disdain for around the world, and they're very refreshed by Donald Trump coming in and being a straight-up honest person.
Well, Jerry Brown has said this is the new normal. These fires are the new normal, and environmental climate change is the reason. No, there's a lot of suspicion that there may be energy-directed weapons that have been used in this, because how else can you melt steel rim tires that are sitting on a driveway into puddles of mercury, if you will?
You know, the other thing too is, how about just lots of people setting these fires by hand also? Which is also another component of this. Anyway, we're running up against a break right now. When we come back, we're gonna have the final segment with Scott Bennett here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. that's agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com, and visit newcaliforniastate.com. we'll be right back.
Best friend, my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860.
That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Bennett of Shell Game. And Scott, we're finishing up this hour, and I'd like to have you back on. We're going to have you back on a couple more times this week because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. There's no question about that. So tell us how we can get a hold of you and also your radio show.
ShellGameWhistleblower.com is the website. Shell Game is available there. It's also at Lulu.com. Shell Game by Scott Bennett of Military Whistleblowing Report to Congress. My email's up there. And we're on Revolution Radio Monday and Wednesday and Fridays at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific. And it's Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So just have people go to shellgamewhistleblower.com and they'll learn everything that is coming out in the weeks, Paul. We're now at the nexus of all of this stuff, and no one knows this story better than you and I. And boy, it's going to go nuclear explosion in a media sense to the American people this week. So yeah. I look forward to working with you on it.
All right, Scott, listen, thanks a lot for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I really look forward to having you back in the next couple of days.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up to the close of this hour. Stay with us for the next hour. And here on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, millions of people listening to us every single hour. What a concept. We are the single largest provider of digital talk radio in the nation, if not the world, actually. Red State Talk Radio, 36 hours right now, going up to 48 hours of talk radio live to you every single day. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And like I said, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.